Tastes like home.
Fresh Fridays on 102.9 Namibia's Heart and Soul.
It is 9:09 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio. The NSK and Shekwan has been on since 6 a.m. It's been the case since September. And another thing that's been the case since September, Shekwan, is that every Friday we make it a point to bring in newsmakers.
Absolutely.
Every Friday we bring in celebrities. Mm-hmm. Every Friday we bring in people who we gossip about in our WhatsApp groups. Every Friday we bring in the people who we... when they are on the field, we say, "Yeah, man, how come you didn't ball pass, man? You were supposed to pass the ball. Why? It was a simple penalty. He was supposed to just catch it like this." Today's the day we're gonna ask all those questions, boys and girls. We've got the national goalkeeper, the man himself, Chippa United's number one goalkeeper, Louis Kadapwa, in the building, man. Louis Kadapwa, my guy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Ah, man, we here,
don't
sir.
Don't say this, boy. We
I gotta respect your elders, bro.
Thank you so much. Why is she calling me boy here? It's a,
I'm just kidding, man.
Lloyd, my guy, welcome to Fresh FM. I just wanted to ask you, Lloyd, is this your first time on Fresh?
Very much.
First time.
Wait, are you going to do it?
We'll take it. We are officially breaking his virginity.
My debut.
Oh,
fantastic,
man. You know what?
Yeah.
it's a pleasure really to have you here. That's Lloyd. Let's get talking, Lloyd. First things first, my guy. Where are you from? Like where were you born? Where's your upbringing, my guy?
I'm from Windhoek. I'm from Windhoek, Adutura, my guy. Grew up in the streets there. Grew up in Grace Block, but obviously grew up with my grandmother in Kadutura. So that's where I'm from. As you can see, the NFA Technical Center, that's where we grew up to play.
It was Kasu once upon a time.
They actually did call it Kasu back in the day. I forgot about that.
Kasu Bedi.
Kasu. Yeah.
That is basically where we used to play. The leagues used to play there. So when we were little, we used to go and stand there the whole day, just watch football over the weekend.
You see, now that you mentioned Chris Brock, there was a debate that Shekwan and I had. Not so long ago.
Oh, yes.
You will be the right person to answer this question.
Yeah.
Chris Block, am I? Is Chris Block more colored or what was it?
Twana.
Or more Twanas?
Yes. I would say probably Twanas.
Because
I know more Twanas from there than colors.
If you go to Chris Block now, you would probably find more colors because I was telling him they are like flats and complexes and stuff now.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, fine. I'll take my L. Okay, so you grew up in Karatura, but obviously, you know, the house is in Chris Block. Where did the career start? Like, where did you know you want to be a goalkeeper? Because, you know, there's always that debate whether you are a player
or actually just in the, what do you call it?
By the goalpost.
By the goalpost.
You know what I mean?
Yo, that part is very funny, you know, because I wanted to be an outfield player.
It's always like that.
So it's just that it was probably, to me, I think it was in the blood because my uncle and my dad were goalkeepers. They both played for African Stars once upon a time. So when I grew up, I just wanted to play outfield. I tried to play outfield, but then, you know, it's cool. They always choose the tallest guy.
The tallest guy to go to the goal.
So that's how it came about. At school, my primary coach, he decided, "Hey, you are the tall guy, my guy.
Is it? You gotta get in there.
You can't do anything else." So that's where basically it started from.
Oh, okay. Where were you school? Where were you in primary school though?
Primary school, I was at Commerzdal Primary School.
Commerzdal Primary. Oh, yes. Okay, I see it.
Okay, I don't see it. Teach this by now, toch? What kind is that? Commerzdal Primary.
Commerzdal is not. You know where Augustinium is?
Oh, Augustinium
is in that area.
School opposite Augustinium. Across the street. Just down there.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a three-way thing to your left.
Is it the circle thing in there?
Yeah, the circle thing in there.
But who was that person that really just shaped you to be the goalkeeper that you are today? I mean, there's obviously a lot of coaches that you had in your career, who are they?
To be honest, I had a few of them. It was my African Stars goalkeeper coach, Sparks Gottlieb.
Okay. Oh, Sparks, you work with Sparks?
Yeah.
Oh, man, Sparks.
He has worked with a few legends. Pick up to him very much. And then I met Harry January once upon a time.
Harry also,
At Tigers, that's where we met, and we've been together up till now, maybe. since he recently left the national team last year.
Yeah.
So yeah, most of my career I've been coached by him. Yeah.
Okay.
But if I have to ask you now, and this is a tricky question, especially when it comes to local football,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Look, I am born and bred 11 euros.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. That's fine, right? No, when it comes to your family, to you now, born and bred
Stalier.
African stars. Star stay star, right? The family, like the family structure. But when you made the move away from stars or to a different team, what was the family's reception?
No, the family had to accept it. As much as they didn't like it.
You just have to go with it.
I'm a guy that growing up, I never really listened much because if I had to listen to a lot of things my parents or my family told me, I would have never been a footballer. So making that move from African Stars to Tigers,
it was controversial, man.
I never even told them. Probably my mom only found out after 3 months of being a Tigers that I'm playing for
African Stars.
That I moved from African
Stars.
So I hid it from her.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
What would you say is actually the biggest achievement in your career to date?
My biggest achievement to date
is
playing for the national team at the AFCON.
Listen, we have to go back to that. How was that experience for you?
Yo, that's my best football experience ever. I still want to feel that feeling again.
The adrenaline, hey?
Playing with the best in Africa is amazing, man. There's no feeling that one can explain playing in Africa, especially at the highest level.
But the squad was really tight, man. Honestly, we also had a little bit of a debate here. Enes Kemos doesn't want to listen to me. So we had a little bit of a debate in studio of like our predictions, right? What did I predict? Was it 3-2 or 3-1? The last game, what was the score?
This was against Cameroon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The score was 2-1.
2-1, yes. Yeah. That's what I predicted. And he said 1-0 or something like that.
Yeah.
But regardless, just... how was the pressure on you during that whole time?
Yeah, I'm used to the pressure though, so we just take nonchalant.
You know what my thing is now?
Yeah.
With Lloyd is Lloyd. You play in a league, right? The DStv Premiership.
Yeah.
These people are passionate about their football. The whole of South Africa.
You know what
I mean? So they fill those stadiums. Okay, now when they feel stadium.
Guys, don't look down on us.
Let us just be honest.
Let's just be
30,000, 40,000. How many thousand is the FNB stadium?
60,000
people screaming at you.
Yeah.
Okay, literally screaming at you, screaming at the opposition, and you are the goalkeeper, my guy. Omes. You have that, you're saying like you are just nonchalant about it. Like you hear it, but you don't hear it.
Yeah, you don't hear it. But also most of the time, it gives you
that adrenaline.
That adrenaline and those goosebumps, you get those things. And once you see the crowd sinking, most of the time if they are quiet, you won't really feel it. But once they start to sing, you start to see how things go in your stomach and stuff. And then you just... It just comes naturally.
Damn.
Now, going back now, you see, like, you know, as we grow up, man, we're always like a squad of guys.
Yeah.
Or like a squad of whatever, girls, guys, right?
Yeah.
And we always like do the same things until to a point where you realize, Doki, do han fair, do. As those are destiny, do. Who were the boys that you grew up with? And I'm sure you guys all played soccer together. Who were your boys? Are they all professional now, or is it not Jevanu? For
no, it's just me.
Yeah,
I have a few of my friends. Most of them are just maybe family. I can call them that because it's my brothers and cousins. So that's the guys we grew up with, play football with. And you know, I also have someone who never really made it, but to me, I feel that's the guy who made me.
Who made you?
He made me because you know.
Who's that?
Back home, his name is Patrick Muyoro. Back home, we would just take, you know, the gate.
At
the farm.
Someone
just stands there. He takes a penalty. So we exchange the whole day just like that. That's basically how I became a goalkeeper, I think. That's how I mastered being a goalkeeper because that's how we did things. And then I have Cross Kadapua, my cousin. He's a lawyer. And Chingairi Kaurivi, he's also a lawyer. Who else? Gatatwe Gandovado is also a lawyer. But it's guys who we grew up playing with. Mm. So
yeah,
all of them, they never really made it. I'm the only man that made it.
Yeah. So man, I think this is incredible, man.
Yeah, but I think it's also like the older that we get.
But I have a cousin of mine who played for Black Africa.
Is he still active?
No, he's not.
Okay.
Is it?
But maybe obviously he plays social league and all those
things. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I was just saying that, like, in terms of, like, growing up, hey, like, you get to realize that this is probably not... Because you know what it is with black households, for the most part, people don't necessarily want you to take up sport as, like, a full-time thing because they feel like, you know, it's not secure enough, there's not enough money, whatever it is. But how did your parents actually accept that this is your career? Is it just
Only
one of those?
Because of my stubborn self.
So you asked
them.
They
had to understand. Yeah, I am stubborn.
I'm
going to die. I'm very stubborn, but sometimes I take my L's. But then my mom just... The thing was that I'm lucky to have my mom because she understood. The thing is, I never grew up with my dad.
Yeah,
he wasn't there present, but... You know, sometimes I would visit him and stuff.
Yeah.
And he would tell me he doesn't like me playing football. I must go and study.
That you should go study, yeah. So, I mean, they're looking out for you at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Yeah. But if you just join us right now, we're having a conversation with Lloyd Kadapwa. And he is so many things. He's a great talent. Yeah. But I'll tell you this, partner. Lloyd is the man who has set... Turn the music down.
Okay.
Lloyd Kadapwa is the man who has set the bar very high for Herero men.
Oh, snap.
Wow. Have you heard of Push Gives?
Push Gives? Yeah. The last time I saw was a G-Wagon.
Yeah. Let me tell you what this Herero brother did on the other side of this.
OK presents the Big Deal Weekend. 4 days, count this block.
Say it like you mean it.
It is 9:25 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. If you just joined us, thank you so much. First of all, you made the wise decision. Why? Because, well, this is an award-winning platform. This is where radio comes alive. But apart from that, we've got the national goalkeeper, Namibia's number one, and Chippa United's number one, the man that managed to make mincemeat of Cameroon, and now he's here in our chair listening to us and having a conversation about his career and just his life in general. Now, Shaquan, you hinted at something, man. you hinted at nice things, man.
Yeah. So this whole concept of Push Gives actually became a little bit popular with our people a couple of years ago. The G-Wagon.
Yes.
But obviously, there are people
who... G-Wagon.
The famous G-Wagon. But what it is, it's just like, man, when I saw this video being uploaded of a certain madame who, when you see her skin glows. And that's that type of glow that comes from having a good man behind you.
Yes,
sir. And then also just knowing that baby's going to hold me down.
Yes, ma'am.
So our lovely Utaramotu, who also, you know, we had the pleasure of having her announce her, you know, her pregnancy on the show and so forth. She got a push gift from Mr. Lloyd Kadapwa. So Udara is pulling up to events.
Okay.
She was also just there in Kidman's having a good time with the latest
Arigana.
Amarok.
Oh my god.
Yes.
And this is the Amarok that the boys talk about at the car wash.
Yes.
Osi Utara.
Yeah. The one that goes that can go to the dunes and actually make it on the other side.
On the other side.
Yes.
And not flip.
Come on.
My man, walk us through this concept, my guy. Just loving your woman and loving your partner. Because, I mean, like, what you do or what you bring to the table and how you express yourself when it comes to Osi Utara is mind-blowing, my guy.
Tell us about... Actually, you know what? Let's do this. We know that it started with an inbox. We got the stories, my dear. Right? We know that it started with an inbox.
Yeah.
Maybe I also need to stop ignoring my DMs. Anyway, so just tell us about your love story. How did it develop to where you are right now?
Yeah.
Ah, that is beautiful. The beautiful love story.
Mm.
And we're still on the journey.
Yeah.
Now, as you said, we started in the DMs. That's where I was for a few years when I was ignored for a few years. And then until, that day came and here we are today. No, it's just, she's just a beautiful, loving soul. Mm. Someone who really makes my world. She really does a lot of things as a woman and as a person. The person that she is, you just can't ignore.
Mm.
She stands out in the crowd and all those.
Yeah,
so, and to me, that's the person I would see. If I have to see a people, see many people out there, and then I see someone standing out like her.
Yeah.
You should see her when she comes out from the airport whenever I go and get her.
Aish. So tell us, what is it about her? And I'm bringing this conversation up right now because it's not easy. Like, you know, boys have these conversations without us.
Yeah.
But even with just me being here with the female listeners right now, what is it about her that you knew, ah, man, I'm a ride for this girl?
She elevates me, number one.
Come on.
Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be monetary or...
Yeah.
She pushes me to things that I would not be able to do. Like, for example, this. Because I'm not that. Yes, of course, as you say, I'm a popular guy and stuff because of what I do. But it's not really me. I'm a shy person by nature. But
She told us to be gentle with you. And I'm like, it's a safe space.
So that's what she does. That's what she does. She's someone who pushes boundaries. And one really needs that. One really needs someone who can push you when you're not, you know.
I can promise you one thing. If it's one thing every man wants, is a woman or dreams of or fantasizes about, is a woman that can elevate you.
Come on.
And again, just like Lloyd said, it doesn't have to be monetary.
Yeah.
It's about the mind. Mm. You know what I mean? That's what she brings to the table.
Mm. Exactly.
And I tell you what, right now, I think she knows.
Hi, my darling. It's your girlfriend here. I just want to tell you how... You're such an amazing person. You're an amazing father and an amazing partner to me. And just want to thank you for being there for me, for being my strength. Honestly, you're a God-fearing man, a man with so much potential and vision. I am so excited to see where your life is going to take you because you have so much talent and so much success ahead of you. I just want to thank you for always being there for us and sacrificing even the little things just to ensure that everyone around you is happy. But most importantly, you're such a light in our lives. You give me peace. You make me calm. And I just love you. I just love you for that. And yeah, you are a king, man. I love you so much.
How do you feel, Omis?
Speechless.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what she does. Most of the time, I just shut up and listen and look at her. That's all.
Because you know what it is also, like, as much as you're doing life with someone, sometimes, you know, the person can actually tell you that, yes, I love you and I appreciate you and all of these things. But, like, sometimes you just need to hear it again, in different spaces. Like, tell me about doing life with her, especially with a new baby. How has that been? Because I know that you have a boy already. Mm-hmm. How old is he now? Your first.
My first is 12 years old.
12 years old. What's his name?
Yerikua.
Oh, Yerikua. Okay, okay. What does that mean, though?
It's something to do with the grave back at their place that is...
Grandfather's place. Oh, okay. So what about the new one?
Jairikuo or something like that.
Oh, okay. I understand. Mm-hmm. So the new boy, what's his name?
Riungira Galapa.
Oh, so when is Utara also going to be part of the family?
Soon.
Oh, soon? No pressure.
No pressure.
It's 9:32. We've got another surprise here for Abuti Lloyd Takadapa. That's in studio. Abuti Maneti.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, hi.
Lloyd, wapenduka nawa.
Wapenduka nawa, go jao you.
Nawa. Listen, first and foremost, let me take over this interview.
Please.
You guys aren't giving enough credit to this young man.
Go ahead, sir.
I need to apologize first and foremost. I was supposed to do him Don't worry,
it's okay, it's okay.
So, my apologies, Lloyd. It was a hectic week.
Yeah, no, I understand. You're a busy man, coach. I understand.
But you have all my support, and I know the event will be a huge success.
Mm.
And but what I want to say is the following. I always wanted to call up Lloyd in the beginning. He was so injury prone. I remember I called him up, and then I think he broke a bone or leg or something. and he just delayed my whole plans because I could see the future of Namibian football.
Mm.
15 years ago already when I saw this young man.
Wow.
And I never told Lloyd this. I always wanted to have him in the structure, but because of these injuries and I couldn't get him in.
Mm.
But borderline thing so that Lloyd came in at the right time.
Mm.
And it's such a joy to have coached him. You know, the memories.
Yeah.
Our little pep talks.
Mm.
You know, at times, I remember when we went to Morocco in Chan, when we reached the quarterfinals.
Yes, yes.
Lloyd came to me. I can't remember. Lloyd was the goalkeeper of the first round. Yes, we got knocked out by Morocco that eventually won the cup.
Mm.
But Lloyd was the best goalkeeper at Chan in 2018.
Mm.
And hey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's just always been my backbone. You know, when you want to gauge whether the players are in line, whether the players are ready, whether the players are motivated, I always used to go to two guys, and that was Lloyd was one of them, and the captain was the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a third one, Shitembe as well.
Yeah.
I called him the glue. Now these guys. Now listen to this funny story. So before Chan in Morocco,
feel free to embarrass him.
Hey, no.
I'm just kidding.
So, listen to this leadership qualities here.
Mm.
Listen to them, and the nation must take note.
Yeah.
It's no fluke that Lloyd is where he is today. 2018, we are in Tunisia. I'm busy with a specific tactic, how the team must play, and blah blah blah. And for some reason, it was just not clicking. It was just not getting the desired effect I wanted.
Mm.
So one day Lloyd came to me at dinner. So after the guys ate and everyone left, and Lloyd came to me, said, "Coach, you know I respect you blind." I said, "Yes, my boy, I know." He said, "But this thing that you're trying here is not going to work for us. Please, coach, change this tactic."
Mm.
And I was like, you know, dumbfounded. I was like, yo, I've been battling with this thing for so many nights, you know, alone in my hotel room.
Yeah.
And here the revelation came, and it came from Lloyd.
Mm.
Next day, I told the technical team, hey, we're going to change it, guys. And because of that, we got to the quarterfinals at Chan in Morocco. The best result or the best run we've had at any competition besides now COSAFA, but you know Chan is bigger than COSAFA. And AFCON and so on. So it was really something that stayed with me, and I just want to celebrate Lloyd Kazapua. Mm. Not like the South Africans are saying Kazapua.
Kazapua.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm pronouncing it correctly, please.
Thank you, Coach. Mm.
I just want to celebrate this man. And thanks for everything, Lloyd. And thanks for everything you're still doing for Colin Benjamin. You're doing for Ronnie Canalelo. You're doing for the nation. You're doing for your teammates. Big ups to you, my boy.
Mm.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you so much, Ricardo Manetti, the legendary.
You got him so emotional.
Yeah, man. Our boy is emotional here.
Yeah.
I know. Please get some tissues out there. He's going to cry soon.
Thank you, Buta.
No, coach, not at all.
Bye, Lloyd.
Enjoy your day, coach.
The best you have ever done it. I believe Ricardo Manetti saying that Lloyd comes to him in the midst of the fire and says, "Coach, I listen.
Mm.
I know and understand. I respect your position.
But it's weird.
This thing that you have here, can we try it a different way?
That's Lloyd. Fantastic, man.
Manetti.
Yo, oh, what a coach. And what a guy. Mm. What a person. I always call him our guardian angel.
Mm.
Because I always say, because of him, the way he guided us,
yeah,
the
yeah,
way
yeah.
he spoke to us, the mm. things that he said, the things that he told us
yeah.
at the national team, every day,
mm.
every day it happens in South Africa. And by then I was playing local, so mm. in my head I would say,
you didn't see the bigger picture,
yeah. Mm. Yeah, you know.
You being like, stubborn.
Yeah, me being stubborn. Yeah, yeah. But then, I'm a guy who always listens.
Mm.
Mm.
I always listen to the small details, and I take that in a lot. So mm. once he was speaking, and especially a person like that, a legend like him, mm. and as a coach, so I was always taking it in. And today I see it every day training, every day life. It's not easy there being a professional, you know. Mm. And he exactly. told us, and luckily I listened to him and I took those things in. So that's how I survived, and that's how I'm surviving up till today.
There's one more person who, apart from take football away,
mm.
as a matter of fact, even take away your love life,
mm.
there's one more person that is exceptionally dear to you. And this person, at the opportunity, decided that they're not going to miss this opportunity to bring a message across to you.
True.
I need you to have a listen to this.
Good evening. I just want to give a message to my older brother. I want to say thank you, Lloyd. Thank you for everything that you've done for me, not just for me, but everybody else in your life. I know most haven't had a chance to say thank you, but I'm sure they're grateful. You've been such an amazing person in everyone's life. You have touched the soul, healed the wound, and been there through it all. For me personally, I want to say thank you because you have not only been my brother, but you've been my role model. Ever since I was younger, I always looked up to you. I know it sounds silly, but you're an amazing person. Not like, just in general, you're just an amazing character. You've been a father figure to me.
Mm.
And you've helped me stand tall, even when I was feeling at my lowest.
Mm.
I want to say thank you for everything that you do, for always having my back, for always being there for me. And I can't look around for anybody else that I can see is going to have my back, or if I'm in tough times that I can call besides you to say, I got this going on. Please be there for me. You're the only person that I can call. And I'm sorry that this gets emotional, but I'm so grateful for everything that you do. I haven't had the chance personally to thank you, but I'm grateful, Lloyd. I'm so, so grateful. And I am proud as a little sister for the person that you're becoming. I am so proud to look up to you as my older brother and my best friend. And as a role model, I will proudly say Lloyd is my role model because you're an amazing person.
Mm.
Nobody has a heart like yours. You are beyond it all. And as the saying goes, a brother sees you at your worst, at your best. A brother sees you at your highest, at your lowest. But through it all, he stands by you. And that is exactly what you've been. Words cannot describe how thankful I am. And they're not going to get there. But I hope this message does. And I'm so grateful for you.
Hmm. Wow.
Wow, guys. Oh.
Talk to us, Buta.
Sure.
So that's your baby sister?
That's my baby sister. Pleasant surprise.
Hmm.
Yeah, no. Oh, she almost caught me there.
No, I think she caught you.
No, the thing is that... the... you know, in life, you just hear it. But once you go through it, it's a big thing. mental health. Like, we go through a lot of things in life, you know, as a person growing up, no dad, you know, and then you have your sisters to take care of, you have yourself to take care of, you have your family to take care of, and then you have a life that you want to do, you know. So a lot of things go through one's mind.
Mm.
You know, sometimes you feel like giving up, but then you have to push up and be strong for yourself foremost, and then your family. Yeah, so she almost caught me there, but I guess she did. Yeah, you know. But I love her. I love her a lot. I love her. I love all my sisters. I love all my brothers. But her most, because of I know the things that she goes through.
Mm.
So for that, I'm really proud to be her brother.
Yeah.
I look, again, you know, whenever we have guests in, I always, especially male guests,
you know.
I always say, as black men, you know, we don't talk, man. You know what I mean? We don't talk. Now they're making awareness about, you know, our mental issues and the troubles that we go through, but we don't. And it's figures like you that we look up to, you know. It's figures like you, and I know it's an unfair responsibility also to put on your shoulder, but you doing what you did today, I think, is enough. I think you have inspired every single black man today.
Yeah.
You've inspired every small Ricardo, Denzel, Lloyd in Wolvishbane, Kwisip Moon, in Tape Lachter, in Karitura. So from me, from one black man to another man, I want to say thank you, my guy. Yeah,
it's a pleasure, sir.
Man, you speaking about the love of your life. You speaking about your fatherhood. You speaking about your family, your sister, how much you love it. We don't talk about those things as black men.
Yeah.
We really don't. And thank you, my guy.
No, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Shikwan.
Yeah. And I'm never speechless. So yeah, no, but maybe just to echo what NSK said, honestly, you're doing an amazing job. And what it is also, you know, as black men, you are vessels to your families in so many ways. Okay, so I'm just glad that at least you have a really good support system, from what it seems like from our end, that you have a good support system around you, and they're rallying behind you, and they want you to win. And that is the same for us here at Fresh as well. So you have... you know, I was actually thinking when Ricardo was actually speaking that for Ricardo to be who Ricardo Manetti is today, someone had to believe in him, someone had to pour into him, and he didn't take that for granted, and that's why it's easy for him to pour into all, like the next generation, like with you and everyone who's going to come after you and so forth. And what it is that because he's poured so much even into you, one day when you start coaching the national team or whatever it is, you will still continue to pour that on. So it's like a thing that's actually going to continue. So... you are having an open tournament right now. It is the first that you're ever doing, right?
Yeah.
Tell us the idea behind it. Because anyone can just do it, whatever. Just to raise money, sports, netball, here. What? But you live it every day.
Yeah.
Why was this tournament so important to you?
It's, to be honest, it took me a while to get to it.
Okay.
Because I thought about it, but, you know, sometimes things just don't happen for you. So.
Yeah.
But then in my life, my football career, things are going well. So for the first time, I can just relax and do things that I love, which is football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know. And no, I have a few, those people that do those things, you know, I have we always talk, and I always ask them things. And then, because obviously I thought about it a long time, maybe 2 years or so.
Okay.
But then eventually this year, I just decided, hey, spoke to these few guys, and then let's do it. Maybe, maybe this time, maybe this time, and then, let's just do it off-season, you know. Because most of the time, one doesn't really get much time off-season. And luckily, the football is back, you know, a little bit of it.
True.
We had a full season, so the hunger is there. So let's just capitalize on it. And then we did it. But then we started yesterday, and it's going very well.
Yeah, you have a lot of teams that entered.
Yeah. It's basically a World Cup, 32 teams.
No, except honestly, it's a lot, actually.
That's amazing.
Because I saw that you were playing at KASU, Soccer House.
Yeah, technical scent.
Yes, and then I saw, is it at the stadium, like Independence, right?
No, it was just there at the technical center and then the Comastal Stadium.
Oh, do you know what it is? A couple of people that I know were actually snapping. So the chairs at the back must look like the ones at Independence. Oh, okay, because you know what I thought? Yeah. That they're doing it there, and then also Kommersdal and Independence Metro, Lloyd.
Nah, I see it.
Yeah. Well done on that, man. So it's ending on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken,
ending on
right?
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Today we continue at Kommersdal Stadium.
Yeah.
Probably go make a turn or two, isn't it?
I was about to say, you
enjoy the football.
You should.
Yo, I was there yesterday. The football, these guys,
I play.
They entertained me yesterday.
Yeah.
Yo, I've never watched football like that.
Is it?
Oh, we have a lot of talent.
Yeah.
We had a lot of talent. It's just that we need to bring them out there. Yeah. We need to bring them out there.
Lloyd, what are your final words, my guy? You know what I mean? Who's it that you need to thank and moving forward?
Yeah.
I just like to thank people in general. You know, sometimes it doesn't really need to be someone you know. Just a stranger can come up to you and tell you, hey, Lloyd, thank you, man. Thank you for the work that you're doing. Please continue. That's enough. That's really enough. That's why I always say that humans, we should just be... it doesn't take a lot to be a nice person, you know. Just to tell someone something positive doesn't take a lot.
From
just a
day,
few words and then you make that person's day. So to me, I always just encourage people to be positive in life. Yeah. You know, sometimes you can be having a bad day, but just... Don't make your bad day someone else's bad day. Too, you know?
Listen, that's a word for today.
That's the word that
Do
that
not
is.
Make your bad day someone else's bad day.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Yeah. So I'm more on the Metro emotional side in Khutoshna. If you had to, the man that you are today is not who you were 10 years ago. Granted, or that you, the person that you even last year. So, if you had to tell us the one thing that you're intentionally teaching your boys, or the values that you want to pour into those boys, what would it be?
The values right now that I always install in those boys is strong mind. Have a strong mind, because you'll be tested out there.
Come on.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
That's just it.
All right.
That's wise words there from Lloyd Kathapua, the national goalkeeper, as well as Chipa United's number one. This conversation, if you just joined us, you missed a whole hour. So our conversation, it will be up on our website pretty soon. For now, stick around. Don't go anywhere.
This is a song for December. Whenever, wherever.